you like comedy, horror, sci-fi, or just pop culture in general, you're in the right place. It's March 28th, 2024. Today, a new short from Adult Swim, an update about the Bride of Frankenstein film, an update about Star Trek, and an update about Amazon's next adaptations. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. Adult Swim released a new animated short. The video is titled Smiling Friends, Exley Hardcastle's IDs. There are three brief animations clearly serving as Adult Swim's classic bumpers. None of the shorts have words. In fact, each short film is pure claymation, and each one has a reference to the classic Aardman animation series Wallace and Gromit. In the first animation, we see a sign that reads Low Stock. Then we zoom inside a storefront where Wallace and Gromit lookalikes are selling yarn, except they only have 5 balls of yarn left. That is, until Pim and Charlie walk inside with a fantastic new machine simply labeled Sheep Shave. They bring in a sheep clearly inspired by Shaun the Sheep. He goes in the machine and the shop gets a countless number of multicolored balls of yarn, and they make so much money that the Gromit lookalike comes away with a delicious slab of steak. Some fans are speculating that this might mean that there may be new episodes of Smiling Friends coming, but at this point nothing has been announced or confirmed. But you can watch the three animated Smiling Friends shorts on YouTube for free. According to Deadline, WB Discovery has added Julianne Hough to the cast of their upcoming film, The Bride. The film is inspired by the lore surrounding the classic movie monster Frankenstein, and so the title refers to The Bride of Frankenstein. While we don't know exactly what her role will be in the film, we do know that she's joining a star-studded cast. She's joining Christian Bale, Jesse Buckley, Peter Sarsgaard, Annette Bening, and Penelope Cruz. The script was written by Maggie Gyllenhaal, and she will also be directing the project. Here's how Deadline describes the film. The Bride sees a lonely Frankenstein travel to 1930s Chicago to seek the aid of a Dr. Euphronius in creating a companion for himself. The two reinvigorate a murdered young woman, and the bride is born. She is beyond what either of them intended, igniting a combustible romance, the attention of the police, and a wild and radical social movement. Hugh is best known for performing in Grease Live, a remake of Footloose, and quite a few others. We'll see her in The Bride when it premieres in theaters on October 3rd, 2025. In an interview with Variety, Alex Kurtzman discussed his experience working on Star Trek. He oversees all Star Trek TV productions. Here's a snippet from Variety's article. I like being able to paint on a really big canvas, Kurtzman says. The biggest challenge is always making sure that no matter how big something gets, you're never losing focus on that tiny little emotional story. To strike balance, Strange New World showrunners Goldsman and Henry Alonzo Myers have rooted the series in a classic episodic structure while constantly experimenting with the fluidity of what Star Trek can be. In its first two seasons, Strange New Worlds hopped from monster horror to body swap comedy to costume fantasy to courtroom drama to a full-blown musical featuring a Klingon boy band. For season 3, debuting in 2025, Frakes directed an episode framed as a Hollywood murder mystery that he calls the best episode of television I've ever done. Variety's article closes with Kurtzman expressing his love for the world of Star Trek and how it inspires him and all of us. He said, "To be able to build in this universe, to tell stories that are fundamentally about optimism and a better future at a time when the world seems to be falling apart, it's a really powerful place to live every day." The third season of Star Trek Strange New Worlds will premiere on Paramount Plus in 2025. In 2008, Amazon purchased Audible, an audiobook and audio drama service. They're known for their audio adaptations of Neil Gaiman's The Sandman comics, as well as their drama Slayers, a Buffyverse story. In 2022, Amazon purchased Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, aka MGM. If you've ever seen a lion roar at the beginning of a film, yeah, that's them, and they're owned by Amazon. Now, as exclusively reported by Variety, Amazon's Audible and Amazon MGM Studios are developing multiple television series based on the podcast and audio projects that they've released. Here's a list of some of the announced projects. The Prophecy, written by Randy MacKinnon, is a supernatural thriller set against the backdrop of worldwide unexplainable natural disasters. Hot White Heist, written by John Rigi and Adam Goldman, follows a crew of misfits from across the LGBTQ+ spectrum as they attempt the stickiest heist in history. Nut Jobs explores a rabbit hole of crime syndicates, stolen identities, and private investigators that will change the way we think about food forever. Temporal, written by Julian Simpson, revolves around a team of time travelers probing the disappearance of the Earth's human population. Daniel X Genesis, written by James Patterson, is an expansion of Patterson's Daniel X series. There is no further news about Amazon's Audible or Amazon MGM Studios at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. A new episode of Invincible premieres on Amazon Prime today. Come back tomorrow for an update about Borderlands. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for March 28th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. And as always, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to let your geek side show.